growl.
Hi, I'm Clarissa. Clarissa Darling. Okay, I didn't choose the name. I wanted Jade. But by that time, it was too late already. Anything without a last name would be better, like Martika. Or Madonna would have been great. But no one asked me. Since we're going to be hanging out a lot, and I'm going to explain all the things that go on around here, I think you should know a few things about me. You know, my likes and dislikes. Okay, I like Twizzlers, Jawbreakers, and Sugar Bombs. John, the one without the glasses and they might be giants. And driving. Everyone thinks I'm too young to drive, but I feel you have to start early if you really want to do something right. Okay, I hate the kind of pixie haircuts your mom gives you at home. I hate the tiny germs everywhere. And barf. Have you ever noticed how barf always tastes like orange juice and pizza? Then there's my parents. It's not that I hate my family. It's just that, well, they're my family. Okay. There's my mom, Janet. She's a regular mom, pretty much. Except she works with kids. Little kids. She shows them stuff at the children's museum where she's in charge. They ask me to secret indoctrination camp to turn little guys into morons. Oh, and she eats health food. Okay, then there's my dad, Marshall. Dad's an architect. That means he makes lots of drawings and visits empty lots in his Jeep. Usually, he builds houses in weird shapes. He's a modern architect. I'm really glad we can't afford to live in any of those houses. And then there's me. Clarissa, the only abnormal child of two perfectly normal parents. Unless, of course, you count him. This is Ferguson, my brother. Morning, Bergface. That dork pie has been a burr on my butt since he was born. Why me, I ask myself. And why him? He was a normal, ugly little baby. Sometimes I think he was just envious of my natural grace and good looks. Sometimes I think he's related to Freddy. Fishface is a real creep. But it doesn't matter anymore. Because after today, he dies. Teacher says that there comes a time when everyone has to act in a way that defines them forever. It's a whole to be or not to be kind of thing, and I've decided to take a stand against the slings and arrows of Ferguson for good. Watch out for Elvis. Elvis is my security alligator. He looks a lot bigger in the catalog.
Here's all that junk you wanted. I still don't know what it's for.
This stuff's great.
Oh, I gotta get that straitjacket back on my aunt before they miss her at the hospital.
That's Sam. We're buds. Sam's going through an awkward stage, you know, waiting for those hormones to kick in. His dad's a single father, a sports writer. Sam always feels neglected. Some kids have all the luck. They always have pizza for dinner.
I get extra cheese.
Marissa, time for dinner.
I'll be right down. I wonder if this is the right size for the twerp.
I think it's a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
With this straitjacket, Ferguson, that little booger, is gonna pay the price for ultimate humiliation.
Don't you think you're overreacting to a simple, embarrassing situation?
Overreacting? What would you do? It was Tuesday, May 15th. I heard about it from my girlfriend, Judy. Ferguson, what did you bring to show the class today?
This Miss Engelberger is my sister's trainer.
okay, creep, who they should grind up for puppy puke. What else is new?
Sam, embarrassment is my least favorite emotion. Wow, tell your aunt she has great taste in street jackets. I can't wait to get this on Ferg Brains.
Clarissa, please come down for dinner.
It's really tight, too.
Well, you're on your own.
What do you mean? We've got a lot more to do.
Sorry, I can't. I'm leaving.
What do you mean you're leaving? Where are you going?
France.
France? Why are you going to France?
In France, they don't play football. Besides, I'm running away.
But you've got to help me. I mean, what about your dad?
That's just it. Dad made a bet.
Your dad lost a bet to the mafia, and now they're going to wipe you guys out in a spray of bullets. That's so cool. Oh, maybe not.
Clarissa, it's time for dinner.
No, worse. He bet the other sports writer at the Dispatch that I could make the football team. Try to start first thing tomorrow morning.
But, Sam, you can't leave. Think of your friends.
You're my only friend.
That's what I mean. Think of me. Besides, maybe you'll make the team.
You don't understand. Those guys will squash me like a bug. Don't you realize that the only thing worse than humiliating my dad is if I make the team?
I don't get it.
That torpedo head, Wally Betterman, would kick my butt every day.
Oh, you're right. Let me think. There must be some way we can get you out of this.
Clarissa, if you don't come down right this minute, I'm sending your father up.
I've got it. I think I know how to get you out of football without making your dad look bad.
Right. And tomorrow the Beatles are getting back together.
No, really, I think I've got an idea. If it doesn't work, you've got the rest of the weekend. You can always run away.
Okay, what is it this time?
Tell your dad you're gonna do your best. You've got to play along if this is going to work. Just get through tomorrow.
I don't know.
Oh, and take that football with you. It'll make you more believable. And we'll need some bandages, gauze, plaster of Paris, a splint, maybe a neck
brace. Hold it! Why do I have the feeling I'm not going to like this?
Trust me. All you've got to do is show up for the first day of tryouts. Then we'll put the neck brace and stuff on you and say you're injured. With the high price of school liability insurance these days, the coach won't come near you.
I'll try anything. Boy, I hope this works.
Sam! Hey, Sam! Wait a second! How am I supposed to get this thing off? Now, what would Doug Henning do in my position?
Sport, it's... it's time for dinner.
Stairs in a straitjacket. You look like a real Looney Tune.
Now, Ferguson, don't make fun, okay?
You're right, Dad. It's not fair to laugh at them mentally incompetent.
Are you sure you didn't hurt yourself, dear?
No, Mom, I'm fine. You know I'll just do anything to give you guys a good laugh. Okay, here's an update on what's happened so far this morning. It began hours earlier as Mom exploded half a dozen eggs in the microwave trying to make minute eggs. She's moved on to tofu. Dad spent the whole time reading the same page of the Dispatch. And Berghead, my crud of a brother, is sucking up to Mom.
Gee, Mom, these are the best tofu pancakes I've ever had.
Why, thank you, Ferguson.
Here, little brother, have some of mine.
What are you in such a good mood for?
Let's just say that today could be the first day of the rest of my life.
So, what are you kids up to today?
Well, Mom, there's an important National Geographic documentary on the tribal customs of the Bemer Couscous Man of Papua New Guinea.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I thought I might take some notes and write an extra report for class.
Wouldn't you rather shoot a few hoops with your old dad?
Gee, Dad, I'd love to play some basketball, but I think at this stage in my development, it's important to build a strong foundation in the applied anthropological sciences.
Oh, Ferguson.
Mom, can I drive the car to town?
What do you think you have feet for?
To work the pedals.
Hey, Sam, what'd you do? Hit yourself in the eye picking your nose?
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Samuel.
What happened?
It's just a black eye.
Well, family, I'm off to my studies.
All right. Sport, what do you say you and I play some basketball, huh?
I'd like to, Dad, but it's against my religion.
Religion? What religion is that?
The Holy Church of Magic Johnson.
Yeah, what do you say, sport, huh? How about a little one-on-one, huh?
Dad, I've been meaning to have a man-to-man talk with you about this. You see, Dad, I'm a girl.
Marshall, dear.
Yeah, honey?
I'm sure Clarissa would rather come with me and work with the little ones. You know, we're mastercising at the museum today.
Okay, Mom, if I get to drive.
Clarissa, you know you're not old enough to drive a car by yourself.
Well, what if I steer and you push the accelerator?
Clarissa, you said you'd help me with my, paper for phys ed. You know, the one how not to injure yourself playing football.
Oh, that's an interesting idea for a paper. You know, that reminds me when I was your age and I tried out for our football team. Of course, Sam, I was much bigger and much taller than you are, but anyway, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was my freshman year.
Oh, Dad, Sam's right. I forgot. We gotta go.
Come, dear. You can show the children how to walk like Donald Duck.
Oh, well, I guess. Janet, you remember, don't you, my early gridiron days? I was second string, of course, but I was determined. Why doesn't that kid ever use the door?
I'm telling you, it was brutal.
Wow, but what happened to your eye?
On the first scrimmage, Wally Butterman gave me a noogie and ripped my shirt.
Wait a second. Let's see. Okay, so you were in the backfield and he gave you a noogie.
Yeah, that's when he pulled my shoelace and I tripped as the ball was snapped.
Okay, shoelace here.
Then Wally threw an elbow block to my face on a forward pass.
Okay, elbow block here. Ooh, that must have hurt.
Didn't hurt that much. Getting run over by a garbage truck hurts more.
I can't believe the coach called you for clipping.
Yeah, and you should see what Wally did to my locker.
I never realized the first day would be so bad. I figured there'd be some kind of orientation period. Or maybe they'd just have you run sprints or something. I feel terrible.
The worst is the way that Wally told the coach that I had legally shoved my face to his elbow.
Well, at least you didn't get a penalty for backfield in motion.
Then there's my dad. He's totally hyped. He said that me trying out is the best thing that's happened to him since the divorce with Mom. I can't go through another day of this.
Don't worry. You won't have to. After we take care of Ferguson, we'll wrap you up in the bandages, and you'll take this little note I printed out on my new Dr. Sports medical diagnostic software, and you won't have to think about football again.
Whoa! This looks authentic! Hey, I won't have to take phys ed either.
Oh, by the way, how many cubic feet of helium do you think you need to lift 76 pounds?
Let's see. I could take the amount of helium in the Goodyear blimp, divide that by...
Oh, I forgot to show you. I worked up a little animated simulation of my plan for Ferguson. I figure you just can't have too many balloons. First, I get Ferguson into the straitjacket. Don't ask me how. Meanwhile, you're outside with the balloons. See, that's your hand holding the balloons.
That doesn't look much like me.
I told you this is a simulation. Now, as soon as I push him out the door, you hook him up. Next thing you know, he's floating away forever. Pretty soon, he'll be sighted as a UFO. With any luck, E.T. will take him home.
Hey, let me try that.
Beamer Couscous men of Papua New Guinea looked like Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig.
Buzz off, Bozo.
Now, is that any way to talk to your loving older sister? What's this, a new whipped cream diet?
You dark dimhead, you're spoiling my view of the screen.
What do you want, anyway? Oh, just to be near you. To bask in your golden glow and hope that maybe some of your luck rubs off on me.
Fat chance.
You'll never be as lucky as I am. It's not in your genes. Well... normally, I'd take issue with that, but today on this beautiful Saturday, I've got to hand it to you.
What are you getting at?
Well, you've really got Mom and Dad all figured out.
Of course I do. Parents are easy.
But how do you mean? Well, I think they finally got your hint about that B-I-C-Y-C-L-E.
Bicycle? My 10 speed?
I never said anything.
Out with it, donkey breath!
I mean, sis, do you really think they got me that bike? Well, I'm not supposed to tell you.
Tell me what?
Mom and Dad made me promise.
Tell me, tell me!
Okay, don't have a cow about it. What does the word boron mean to you?
You mean they got me the Mercer Boron 10-speed racer with custom Mineola gears and Pop-Wolf tires?
Don't say I ever said that.
Floor white, floor white!
Well, I guess you'll just have to figure it out for yourself.
What do you mean? My birthday isn't for another 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know how they expected you to avoid that closet for 5 weeks. You know, sometimes parents are so dumb.
This closet? It's in the front hall closet?
How could I have let that slip? Mom and Dad are gonna kill me. Wait a second.
Get
where'd
me
he go?
Out of this thing, you freak!
Sorry, bub. I know there's a long prison term for this kind of thing, but it's time you paid. Besides, I'm not leaving any evidence.
Paid for what?
Does this look familiar?
Sis, gee. I mean, really, come on. Come on, I love you. I mean, I was desperate. I didn't have my homework. I needed a diversion.
Well, in a few minutes, you'll be diverting the vultures who'll be pecking your eyes out with their beaks.
Now, Laura, help!
Wow, one really can take those balloons.
Hey, Sam, watch out for that branch!
Gee, does this mean I'm not getting that new Mercer Boron 10-speed razor?
Careful. Watch out for your arm. I guess we didn't need that many balloons.
Nah, it's okay. I should have just put a few lead weights in my shoes or maybe rigged up a tow line or something.
Okay, so my plan had a few flaws.
You can say that again.
Okay, so my plan had a few flaws.
Funny.
I'm just trying to cheer you up. Look, Sam, I'm really sorry, but I did kind of get you out of football tryouts.
Yeah, but I didn't think it hurt as much as actually trying out. Wally Butterman was easier on me.
But think about it, no more humiliation. And at least we had the cast and neck brace on hand.
When I show up with this stuff on, Coach will kill Wally. I can't wait to see the look on his face.
You know, Sam, I think it was Benjamin Franklin who once said, if you aim for the sun, your arrow might fall short.
I think Franklin was the one flying the kite in a thunderstorm with lightning.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But see, that goes to show that no one's perfect.
Well, I guess your twerpy brother got the last laugh.
Not quite.
Really?
I have here some very rare footage that I just shot. Let's go to the videotape. Ferguson's first pimple. I guess there is justice in the world after all.
Hey, let's go to instant replay.
And freeze. Birdface gets his payback. Gee, I could watch this all day.
Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.